intergalactic planet every planet every intergalactic intergalactic planet every.
David Poirot joins us, 102.5 The Game. And David, I know you've been busy, and we talked to you a couple weeks ago. Thanks for joining us once again today. Pretty interesting move today.
Yeah, it's a good move for our franchise. Anders Lindback is a really good up-and-coming goaltender, but I think the reality of the situation is with Pekka Rinne being our number one goaltender, being signed for 7 years and playing all the games that he's playing, that it was going to be difficult for Anders to develop and to, you know, under this type of situation. We talked at the end of the year, and you know, basically he asked if we could give him a chance to play somewhere else to be a number one. We really feel that our scouts did a great job in drafting Anders late in the draft, a seventh round pick, and Mitch Korn, our goaltender coach, once again did a wonderful job of developing him. He's only played 30 games in the NHL, but you can tell by the compensation that we got back for Anders, 2 seconds and a third round pick, that's quite a bit to get for an unproven goalie. So I wish him well. I know he's going to do really really good. He's a excellent young prospect. But we've got our number one guy in Pekka, and getting these high draft choices really fills the holes for what were created at the trading deadline, where we traded for players like Hal Gill and Gostad and Andre Kostichin. So our scouts are happy, and we get a few cracks at the draft here next week in Pittsburgh.
And David, because Tampa struggled last year, of course, these are relatively, I guess at least their pick is a relatively high second pick. What picks overall are there, and are you pretty excited about that based on the depth of this draft coming up?
Yeah, this pick's number 37 and 50 in the second round, and I think that's pretty good. Hopefully, we'll get a guy that maybe we have rated, say, 20th or something like that on our 37th pick. I mean, everybody's got a little bit different list. So I'm always giving kudos to our scouts. They always do a real good job. So, in fact, we sometimes have had, better luck in the second and third rounds than we have had in the first round. So hopefully this will work out really good for us. What it does create, however, is that we need to get a backup goaltender. We're going to look at our younger goaltenders, and Jeremy Smith in particular. We're talking to Hellberg, our first choice of last year, and we're talking contract with him right now. There's a good chance we might have him in Milwaukee next year. My preference right now would probably be to sign a more veteran goaltender to pair up with Pekka, not necessarily on a long-term deal, but maybe on a shorter-term deal, because we feel that, again, that Pekka is going to be playing the bulk of the games for us next year and for a few more years to come.
With Hellberg being 6'5", and if you do go the free agency route, do they have to be over 6'2"?
They gotta be big.
Okay.
I mean, you could still use the phrase, we got 13 feet of goaltending.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I like that. I'm really going to miss that phrase there. No, it's, doesn't matter exactly what your size is, but all things being equal, I think these big guys are, the way the game is played now and their styles, it's beneficial. We certainly favor that for sure.
Are you mentioned Hellberg, Engren, or whatever? Are they ready to take that next step? And as I just heard you looking at some free agency, interesting names out there. Willie threw out, there's some ex-Predators goaltenders out there.
Yes, there are. As far as younger kids, I don't. To me, that's a little bit of a stretch. We like to have our guys develop in Milwaukee. I think with goaltenders, it takes even more time. I think we did that with Pekka, and that was very beneficial for his development. So, in our plan, I'm favoring a more veteran goaltender.
You know, I know you can't talk about the ex-Predators out there, but we can.
Well,
all right. How many minutes has he been on the air?
It's been 3 minutes and 55 seconds.
I'm going to wait another minute.
Well, Ryan Suter.
No, no. We can do it. Well, I was going to break this trade down at least another more a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Ryan Suter.
Well, David, I noticed that you did a little conference call with some of the guys, and you already fielded a few questions on this. But I guess, in a nutshell, with where things are right now, you're still not in the mode at all of looking to trade his rights. He has not given you any indication that Nashville is out of the running at all.
Absolutely not. That's the good news. The bad news is he hasn't said, let's get something done. As we get closer to July 1st, I mean, it appears more and more that he's going to want to take a look at free agency and see what other teams are offering him and what they have to say to him. If that's the case, I just have to hope and believe by everything they said to me that he's going to come back to us and say this is where we're at, and hopefully we'll be able to work out a deal. I hope that's the case. It's obviously a nervous situation because it's in his right to sign with anybody. But, what I've told you, last week when we talked, I really feel it's a really good fit for Ryan in Nashville. On the ice, his role, his input that he has on our team, his partner, Shea Weber, how great is that to be able to play with that pairing for years and years? The city of Nashville, the size of Nashville, the commute, all those things totally fits his personality to a T.
David, a lot of people would worry that if he gets to July 1st, that's just not a good sign for the Predators. But looking back, if your glass half full, there is a precedent for both you and some other big-name stars in the past that do test the market and then come back to their team. I see that Kovalchuk did it a couple years ago after New Jersey picked him up. He signed that gargantuan deal there. And then Steve Sullivan and Joel Ward come to mind a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not without precedent, and you never know. But as I said earlier, it doesn't make it any less nerve-wracking for us because it's a big turn of events, if you will. If he comes back, I mean, our team looks like this, and if he doesn't come back, then what's Plan B? The problem with Plan B right now is that the longer he decides to sign, and if it's not favorable, a lot of the players that are available, a lot of the options that I might have could disappear. So, as I said to Ryan, I don't control it, but the sooner you decide on Nashville, the better it is for your team to allow me to have the most flexibility to put the best team on the ice going forward.
Well, also, you would, if he says, hey, I'm going to the free agency market, not coming here, that gives you the options. But do you get the feel that he just doesn't know?
Well, I do feel that to a certain extent, and I certainly do not feel any negative vibes to playing here in Nashville. So, again, I can't walk in his shoes. I just, I know it's a good fit for us. We want him. I hope I've said all the right things, but I can't force him to sign a contract.
Pekka Rinne's deal last year, Shea Weber still to come, Ryan Suter in there as well. And I know you guys are going to be out in Vegas. Good luck Wednesday with your award and Pekka and Shea. But it seems like if those are your three, all these three deals sort of need to be done in concert with each other. Is that fair?
Well, Peck is done, so I can't.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But now the next two.
Yeah, exactly. The next two, and I've said that individually and together with both Ryan and Webbs, and that it's not a one-off. I mean, even if Ryan was to come back to us and say, "Well, this is what so and so offered me," can you do that? And I'd say, Ryan, I got to call Shea, because if we're going to put a team together to win a Stanley Cup, you need a team. You need more than three players. So everybody's going to give some consideration to that, to working together to make it happen. Even the owners have said that we can spend to the cap, but if somebody offers something that's so excessive that you can't put 20 players on the ice or 20 good players on the ice, then it's great to have one of the best players, but you're never going to win anything.
There's no question, David, that everybody would compare. I mean, agents would do this for sure, comparing Ryan to Shea. But has it been presented at all? And I don't know if you're comfortable talking about this part of it, but has the Suter camp said, okay, I want to make this compared to Shea, I want to make the exact same, comparable? Is it dollar for dollar type of thing?
No, it's never been stated like that. I think they're going to be close. Any way you cut it, do they have to be exact? I don't think so, but I think they have to work together if they're going to stay together here, and if we're going to be able to put a team on the ice that's going to compete for the Stanley Cup.
Well, and then you have other deals to worry about as well, and how I guess the balance of getting whatever happens with Ryan, Hal Gill, Paul Gostad, other players on down the line, restricted and unrestricted.
I've got my work to do here.
Yes. But do you feel like you're almost a horse at the starting gate and you can't be relieved? Well, you got out of the gate today. Yeah.
We're out of the gate. It's that time of year. I mean, the players are weighing what their options are, and that's, are they in the best situation for their career, economically, term, all those things. Their agents are, continually to tell them that here's what's going to happen if you sign with Nashville, and if you don't sign with Nashville, here's what I believe your options are. And with so much free agency out there, that's it's not easy to make decisions. It's for us or for the players.
David, I know you're real busy. I want to thank you for coming on with us today. Interesting stuff today with Lindbach getting two second rounders, third rounder next year, and it's too bad we won't have 13 feet of goaltenders. But maybe with some guys you guys have in the in the offing, perhaps that could happen again someday.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, and in Vegas, remember, double down on eights and aces.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.